can America remain a global leader given the path that we're on?
You have to be financially strong. History has shown that when the coffers are empty and there's a need to spend more money, that then there's always the creation, the printing of money, which devalues it, and that's a problem. The second issue is how we are with each other. There's a real tendency when you have financial problems and polarity to have increased populism of the left and increased populism of the right. And that greater and greater polarity when conditions are problematic can produce periods of disorder, periods of types of civil war. For example, it's not inconceivable that neither side would give up losing, would accept losing in the next presidential election, in which case that would threaten the system. And so how people are with each other, whether they are working cohesively to common goals and productively, is very important. And then those two factors, most importantly, affect the strength of the country. And of course, the strength of the country relative to other countries, such as China, is of paramount importance.